Well, Mary lived in a little town in Galilee, and she was a young woman. Everything had been all arranged for her to get married to a man named Joseph. Her life was really very ordinary until the day that she looked up from what she was doing, and there right in front of her was an angel. And the angel said, "Greetings, dear one, the Lord is with you." And she thought, "Wow, I wonder if I'm supposed to say something, right? Do I wave? Do I sit here? What?" And the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You're going to have a baby. You're going to name him Jesus." Yeah, that's probably what she said. In fact, I'm sure that's what she said. Let me finish with what the angel said, which was, "He's going to be great. He's going to be called the Son of the Most High. He's going to inherit the throne of his ancestor David. He's going to reign forever. His kingdom will never come to an end." And Mary said, "Really? Like, how can that be possible? I'm not even the wife of Joseph yet." And the angel said, "It's going to happen by the Spirit and the power of God." And then the angel said, "Now listen," because Mary was probably still saying, "Really?" The angel said, "Your relative Elizabeth, who is quite elderly, is also going to have a baby." And everybody said that could never happen for her, but with God, all things are possible. And at this point, Mary stopped saying, "You're kidding, right? Really?" And she started saying, "Here I am, let it be as you have said." Well, the angel, having successfully conveyed the message, left, and Mary went home, and what she did was start packing a bag. She decided she was going to go visit her relative Elizabeth, and when she arrived in that town at the door of Zechariah and Elizabeth's house, she started shouting out, "Hello, hello!" And when Elizabeth heard that familiar voice of her relative Mary, the baby inside her moved. And she came running out and said, "How is it that I get to have this happiness that the mother of my Lord has come to visit me? When I heard your voice, Mary, the baby inside me leapt for joy." "Blessed are you," Elizabeth said to Mary, "for believing what the angel of the Lord has said to you." And Mary said, "My spirit rejoices." Here comes the celebration. "My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. God is doing wonderful things." And she stayed, yeah. She stayed 3 months with her relative Elizabeth, and then she went back home again. And she didn't get to be at home very long before she had to leave again, because now the emperor had decided there was a census. Everybody had to go to their hometown. Joseph had to go to Bethlehem, and Mary, who was going to marry him, had to go to Bethlehem as well, even though it was almost time for that baby to be born. Apparently not in this story. They do not have to be married first. This is how it unfolds. So let's hold hands and say a prayer. Gracious and holy God, even though the message of that angel continues to confound and confuse us, we are struck by the fact that Mary trusts in you and in your purposes for her life. And so we pray that we would be as welcoming of whatever good that you are trying to bring into the world through us, and that our trust in your steadfast love and faithfulness would never fail. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.